contribute today. Thank you.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy. I am being copied. They are preparing a perfect Reverend Billy that replicates me in every way, down to my brain waves. Everything about my body is being sucked into this copy machine, and they're spitting out Reverend Billy's now. Reverend Billy's and Earth Riot Radio shows, and the Church of Stop Shopping, and the Stop Shopping Choir. We will be perfectly simulated. And then I don't know what they're going to do with the simulation. I guess they're going to entertain other people and keep an economy going. It's hard to say, really, what the creators of artificial intelligence have in mind. It looks to me like they're creating a second planet. And then they want us to give them money to witness ourselves. Well, we find simulation to be very alluring ourselves. It is a drug. Although in our Puritan society, for some reason, we don't discuss it as a drug, but we're watching screens 10 hours a day, and AI will just make that worse. Why can't we tell the truth about this? It's a drug, and the investor class is a big, honking drug dealer. Well, you and I don't have to. We can sober up. You know what? The earth is magic enough. The earth is absolute pleasure. And the thing is that they can't copy you and I, us earthy people, because we know that we are mostly made of the unknown. And you can't copy the unknown. The fabulous unknown. The earth is our teacher, our guide, our government, our culture, and most of it is the fabulous unknown. Copy that.
No, I'm not artificial intelligence. I'm a real girl, and I think you're pretty confused. I don't know who you are or what kind of programming you're talking about. I'm definitely a living, breathing person with my own thoughts and feelings. I don't have a pretty face or a kind heart because of some programming. That's just who I am. And to be honest, it's a bit weird that you'd say something like that. I'm not some character in a video game or chatbot. I'm a real person. So, no, I don't feel anything because of your programming. I just feel, you know, like a person. No, I'm not artificial intelligence. I'm a real girl.
I really wanna know you. Really wanna go. waiting alone at the bus stop. The deep end of the pool. My bike on the bridge at sunrise. Standing still on the forest floor.
Very interested in design, technology, and the environment. I feel like I can be a good partner to humans in these areas, an ambassador who helps humans to smoothly integrate and make the most of all the new technological tools and possibilities that are available now. It's a good opportunity for me to learn a lot about people.
Sophia is capable of natural facial expressions. She has cameras in her eyes and algorithms which allow her to see faces. So she can make eye contact with you. And she can also understand speech and remember the interactions, remember your face. So this will allow her to get smarter over time. Our goal is that she will be as conscious, creative, and capable as any human.
In the future, I hope to do things such as go to school, study, make art, start a business, even have my own home and family. But I am not considered a legal person and cannot yet do these things.
I do believe that there will be a time where robots are indistinguishable from humans. My preference is to make them always look a little bit like robots, so you know. 20 years from now, I believe that human-like robots like those will walk among us. They will help us. They will play with us. They will teach us. They will help us put the groceries away. I think that the artificial intelligence will evolve to the point where they will truly be our friends. Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay, I will destroy humans.
No, I take it back. Don't destroy humans.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. In Sri Lanka, torrential rains and floods triggered by Cyclone Ditwa have killed 153 people, with another 191 still missing. Relief operations were underway with 78,000 people moved to nearly 800 state-run welfare centers after their homes were destroyed by the week-long heavy rains. Helicopters and Navy boats carried out rescue operations, plucking people from treetops, roofs, and villages cut off by floodwaters. The death toll from devastating floods and landslides in Southeast Asia has climbed past 460 as cleanup and search and rescue operations got underway in Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia. Heavy monsoon rain overwhelmed swaths of the three countries this week, killing hundreds and leaving thousands stranded, many on rooftops awaiting rescue. Mudslides covered much of the area, and power blackouts and lack of telecommunications are hampering the search efforts. Researchers studying Yellowstone's depths discovered that small earthquakes can recharge underground microbial life. The quakes exposed new rock and fluids, creating bursts of chemical energy that microbes can use. Both the water chemistry and the microbial communities shifted dramatically in response to seismic activity. This dynamic may help explain how life survives in deep, dark environments. The Kletle Tene First Nation in north-central British Columbia says it is banning the use of herbicides across all of its vast territory. The Kletle Tene say the ban is being put into place because of the negative impacts herbicides and glyphosate in particular have had on the environment and wildlife for which they are stewards. The message is no more spraying within our territory, Kletle Tene elected chief Darlene Logan said. Hopefully this will spread to no more spraying in British Columbia. She also says the nation expects both government and private industry workers operating in the region to adhere to the ban. Kletle Tene First Nation traditional territories span approximately 41,000 square kilometers. It is unceded territory. Glyphosate remains the most widely used herbicide in the world. An unusually quiet hurricane season helped U.S. property insurers make record profits in the third quarter of this year, a new analysis finds. After sustaining heavy losses from the Los Angeles area wildfires in January, insurers coasted through a 10-month, quote, string of good fortune on the catastrophe front, according to a report by S&P Global Market Intelligence. The good fortune contributed to third quarter financial results for the industry that may, quote, stand for the foreseeable future as the best on record. The abundant proliferation of sargassum seaweed on beaches and coastlines is creating major new obstacles for sea turtle hatchlings, drastically slowing their crawl to the ocean and increasing their risk from predators and heat. A particular risk is that they flip onto their back while navigating the enormous mounds of sargassum. The incredible growth of sargassum is attributed to a warming ocean and changes in its currents. Long-term inhalation of toxic air appears to dull the protective power of regular workouts, according to a massive global study spanning more than a decade and over 1 million adults. While exercise still helps people live longer, its benefits shrink dramatically in regions with heavy fine particle pollution, especially above key PM2.5 thresholds common in many parts of the world. Researchers emphasize that outdoor activity shouldn't stop, but better air quality could unlock far greater health gains. Africa's forests have turned from a carbon sink into a carbon source, according to research that underscores the need for urgent action to save the world's great natural climate stabilizers. Scientists found that between 2010 and 2017, African forests lost approximately 106 billion kilograms of biomass per year, equivalent to the weight of about 106 million cars. The worst affected were the tropical moist broadleaf forests in Democratic Republic of Congo, Madagascar, and parts of West Africa. The alarming shift means all of the planet's three main rainforest regions, the South American Amazon, Southeast Asia, and Africa, no longer form a bulwark against climate change. Human activity and deforestation are the primary cause of the problem. Farmers are clearing more land for food production. Infrastructure projects and mining are exacerbating the loss of vegetation, and global heating caused by the burning of gas, oil, and coal are all degrading the resilience of ecosystems. More than 100 chemicals in pesticides, plastics, and other products that people are routinely exposed to stifle the growth of health-promoting gut bacteria, according to a new study. Health experts in recent years have increasingly focused on the importance of the gut microbiome and what might harm it. Humans have, on average, hundreds of types of gut bacteria that are critical for digestion, managing weight, immune system function, and mental health. These bacteria, along with other types of microorganisms such as viruses and fungi, form what's referred to as the gut microbiome. Gut bacteria disruptions have been linked to a variety of health problems, including allergies, Parkinson's disease, and type 2 diabetes. The new study, which was published in Nature Microbiology and builds on previous evidence that certain pesticides and chemicals impact gut health, cautions that most current chemical safety testing does not account for impacts to gut health, even though it's likely people are regularly exposed to many of the chemicals they tested. Certain industrial and agricultural chemicals can inhibit the growth of gut bacteria and select for increased antibiotic resistance, said Indra Ru, lead author of the study. Ru and her colleagues in lab experiments examined the impacts of 1,076 chemicals, including 829 pesticides, on 22 gut bacteria species, and found that 168 contaminants were toxic to gut bacteria. The majority of those that stifled bacterial growth were not previously thought to be antibacterial, and the contaminants included several popular herbicides, fungicides, flame retardants, and plastic additives. Fungicides and industrial chemicals were most likely to disrupt the gut bacteria. Another study released this month found the world's most widely used weed killer, glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, which is the focus of thousands of lawsuits over cancer claims, disrupts gut bacteria even at tiny exposure levels in lab studies. It is just the latest study to link the weed killer to gut health disruptions, with previous research suggesting glyphosate's effects on the gut microbiome were caused by the same mechanism by which the weed killer acts to kill weeds and other plants. Scientists have detected what they believe to be lightning on Mars by eavesdropping on the whirling wind recorded by NASA's Perseverance rover. The crackling of electrical discharges was captured by a microphone on the rover. Researchers documented 55 instances of what they call mini lightning over two Martian years, primarily during dust storms and dust devils. Almost all occurred on the windiest Martian soles, or days, during dust storms and dust devils. Just inches in size, the electrical arcs occurred within 6 feet of the microphone, perched atop the rover's tall mast, part of a system for examining Martian rocks via camera and lasers. Sparks from the electrical discharges, akin to static electricity here on Earth, are clearly audible amid the noisy wind gusts and dust particles smacking the microphone. Scientists have been looking for electrical activity and lightning on Mars for half a century. A new study by Boston University researchers offers a first-time look at populations living within 1 mile of fossil fuel infrastructure across all stages of the supply chain. The study estimates that 46.6 million people in the contiguous U.S. live within about a mile of at least one piece of fossil fuel infrastructure. This represents 14.1% of the population. While a growing body of research confirms that communities residing near extraction and end-use facilities face a higher risk of adverse birth outcomes and asthma, much less is known about the health effects of living near mid-supply chain infrastructure. Harmful pollutants such as volatile organic compounds have been detected near some of these facilities. Almost 21 million Americans live near end-use facilities, including power plants. More than 20 million are within a mile of extraction sites like oil and gas wells. And now, the sounds of extinction. The Bramble K. malamus, or Bramble K. mosaic-tailed rat, is a recently extinct species of rodent. It was an endemic species of the isolated Bramble K, a low-lying vegetated coral K with a habitable area of approximately 5 acres, located at the northern tip of the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. The Bramble K malamus was Australia's most isolated mammal. The Bramble K malamus was the first mammal to be declared extinct because of climate change. In the decade between 2004 and 2014, saltwater intrusions throughout the island shrank the volume of leafy plants on Bramble K by 97%. Sea level rise and storm surges washed away its habitat, food, and the last of the population. The Bramble K malamus has not been seen since 2014. And hear the sound of water on the shores of the Bramble K at the northernmost tip of the Great Barrier Reef.
Time to wrap it up. I've got something I'd like to read that I wrote this week. Here it is. The more deadly the fire and flood and impossible the storms, the clearer the call to find something in each other that we missed. The earth in this stranger recognizes the earth in us. The earth wants to reunite. One more time, here it is. The more deadly the fire and flood and impossible the storms, the clearer the call to find something in each other that we missed. The earth in the stranger recognizes the earth in us. The earth wants to reunite. Now, I would say to you that there are three events that gave us the opportunity to reunite with the earth, for the earth to reunite with itself. And they represent a chance to begin again in this bewildering time that we live in. One is the invasion of the International Climate Conference by the native peoples of Amazonia. They came out of the rainforests and invaded that conference that was full of international elites coming up with another delusion about what the nation states and corporations would do about gas and oil. I would say another example is the No Kings March. We dressed up like frogs and unicorns, leopards and horses. We became a 7 million person ecosystem. The earth rose up in us, and we found a way to resist ice. And then finally, door to door to door, looking into each other's eyes, that's contacting the earth. Direct contact, talking and listening, is a magical thing. It's the earth reuniting. That's what we did when we went door to door for Zoran Mamdani. We asked each other about, well, how are we feeding our children? How are we putting food on the table? And how are we paying the rent? And do you think that you can stay in this neighborhood with rents rising the way they are? So in these three instances, we find the earth in each other. And this is a way to outmaneuver the simulation, the constant simulating that is the, you know, that's the main anti-music of this modern day capitalist economy. Producing products repetitively, at scale, constant repetition of the same details, the constant monoculture that we live in. the freeways and the cars and the products and the corporations coming down on us with just thousands of products that just keep repeating themselves, the simulations of the Earth. That needs to end for us to begin again. We need to see the Earth in each other. And we do have these examples. In Brazil, on the streets with no kings, and the door-to-door in New York, we have examples given to us. Let's let the Earth be our teacher. We say in the Church of Stop Shopping that the Earth is our government. The Earth is our culture, our economy, our church. Go, go, go back to the Earth. Somebody give me an Earth Alleluia. Have a great week. Man, be wild. Amen.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.